partner, Dave. Dave, you want to say hey?
Oh, it's good to be with everybody tonight. Thank you, Candace. It's great to be with you too.
Yes, so excited. So put a five in the chat if you experienced the total eclipse, the solar eclipse. We have the total version of it tonight, Dave. It was amazing. Lots of people doing that. I love it. And I actually got to experience it with my kiddos. I didn't think I'd love it as much as I did, but it was really cool to experience that for sure. So, well, as we get started, just want to welcome you to our second Monday of the month, which, Dave, that is our Becoming a Dominant Force. And tonight specifically, we're going to focus on self-leadership and some decisions that we are going to make. And Dave, into those over the course of the next several second Mondays of the month. So as we shared, Candace and Dave here as your host, and we just want to share, a lot of times when we dive into this topic of becoming a dominant force, we tend to talk about all aspects of health. So healthy body, healthy mind, healthy finances. We just want you to know that as, Optavia coaches, we are paid very handsomely, but that comes with a lot of due diligence and hard work in the effort of serving many. So as we get started, Dave and I are just going to share a little glimpse into our lives so that you can know that we're coming tonight just as a truly a servant heart to know that we are in this journey with you. You are not alone. And that's what I love so much about our community is that we are in this all together. Like, put a seven in the chat if you just love this community time. Just pours into my heart and gives me so much joy. So, 12 years ago, I started my journey. I've lost 127 pounds. Sometimes, Dave, it's like I can't even believe when I see the person on the left. If you're listening to this on podcast, you'll have to catch the recording live. You can see my total transformation. And I have changed and really desire to take these six decisions that we're going to be talking about tonight and really apply them to my life so that 12 years later, I am leading in my health, not only, just physically, but mentally, emotionally, relationally, and all the areas. And so I know Dave and I's heart is really for you to know that you're not just embarking on another diet. Should this be day one for you, you are truly embarking on the next step to truly becoming the dominant force. And so, Dave, share a little bit about you.
Well, first of all, I still get emotional every time I see your picture. Oh
It is
my
pretty
goodness.
unrecognizable.
I'm thinking about those clients that are with us tonight, wherever you are in your journey. We all started somewhere many years ago when my health coach, basically said, "Do I have to hit you up the side of the head with a 2x4 to get your attention?" And I said, "No." And we met with her and began the program. And as of this morning, 63 pounds down, and very excited. I've got 8 pounds to go right now in this part of my journey to get to where I want to be. And to be 70 years old and feel like this, to jump on that treadmill every morning and just pound it. And then Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, be able to lift weights and have the energy that we have. I can't wait for the summer for mountain biking and boating and ATVing. And in the wintertime, it's snowmobiling. It's just what an amazing thing to have in our lives. But all of us are going to go through a journey. And we plan those journeys often in years, but we live them in moments. And since we're living them in moments, we want to know, we're going to want to know the decisions that are critical so that we can get through these moments successfully and get the result that we're looking for. So if you put up that slide for us, Candace. This is where we're headed tonight. We're headed into the six foundational decisions. If you'll consider each one of these with us tonight, we're going to go deeper and deeper into this. To decide means to cut off. When a decision is made, there is no other option to consider. Deciding is not confining or constrictive, it is an invitation to freedom. I've had two experiences. Candace, 2 weeks ago at a grandson's birthday party, and Saturday at an aunt's 80th birthday party. And My daughter-in-law makes the most delicious chocolate cake. That was a Saturday night. We made the decision the previous Sunday when we planned our week. We would take a bar with us, and if there wasn't food that fit the program, we would eat a bar. We certainly would not have cake. They had healthy options for dinner, which was great. And the cake wasn't a big deal because it wasn't an option. One of the great challenges we have in these decisions, if we don't make them before we get there, if we want to make them when we're in the middle of the emotional moments, chances are they won't be nearly as successful. So let's jump in right into these six decisions. Let's put up the first one, Candace.
Yes.
This one is so important. And that is that we make the decision to be self-directed. I'll give you the definition. It means to act on our own moral authority, doing the next right thing for the right reason, because we want to, get to, and choose to. Now, this one's a dangerous one because sometimes we get stuck in have to, should, must, fear consequences if we don't. Candace, have you ever bumped into that one before?
Yeah, actually, Dave, you know, I think back to when I first had my awakening that I needed to go on to this health journey. And it was actually because the doctor told me that if I didn't lose 50% of my body weight, I would end up on insulin. So at that moment, it was, I have to, I have to make this decision. And, you know, I imagine there's many people online with us tonight that had that, you know, first part in their journey where they thought, oh my gosh, I have to do this. But as we evolve and we grow and we continue to go on this journey, it becomes a space where then you choose to, because you want to.
Get to and choose to. And for all of us that are on program, not only want to, get to, choose to with our health journey, we're going to want to wake up in the morning with this mindset. Want to, get to, choose to. Otherwise, we carry a backpack full of bricks around all day long. And when you get exhausted, we've all been there, right? Our body goes, oh, I'm hungry. I deserve something. And all of a sudden, because we're exhausted, we don't have the willpower to fight it. So let's just all make the decision right now. We're going to wake up in the morning. I want to, I get to, I choose to.
Yep. And I love that, Dave, because, you know, we talk a lot about in our community about taking that responsibility. And so self-direction is about taking responsibility for our life. And I know for me, when I decided to take responsibility over my health, it also opened up so many doors for other areas of growth in my life. So we'll move on to step two, or decision two, Dave. I know we'll be diving into these way more deep over the weeks to come. So just know that we're just doing a brief review of the six decisions tonight. So our next one is Be steadfast.
This is the most decisive of the decisive questions. There is a tendency, especially in our society today, to be hesitant. And it's based on the fact that we don't want to make the wrong decision. We want to make the right decision. And please, there's no such thing. Maxwell Maltz said decades ago, there's no such thing as a great decision. You make a decision, then you make it great. You make the decision. So we want to be making more decisions. I've shared ones about chocolate cake. We make ones about drinking water. We make ones about eating the fuelings on time and staying healthy. We want to be able to make these decisions because generally when there's a weight challenge, there are challenges in other parts of our lives as well. We might have buried our head in the sand a little bit with our finances, and we want to make decisions about getting out of debt, about building a savings account. There are so many places where we're going to want to be steadfast. We can make a decision and we can keep that decision.
Yeah. And to me, steadfast is about staying committed and dedicated, even when those obstacles come. We talk about in Optavia that we embrace obstacles and we see them as the way. And I love that over every, you know, over the last 12 years of my journey, I have had so many obstacles, but every obstacle actually prepared me for the next one. And so throughout these years of stop, challenge, and choose, which we learn, you know, within the life book, I was able to become more steadfast and resilient, which I know is one of our decisions we're going to be talking about, because they, it just kept compelling over each other. And then the next time I'd come across an obstacle, it just was a lot more easier to get through that than having to, you know, do all the self-talk to get past that cake. It just became easier and easier.
Can you feel that, everyone? So let's get really clear on this. I'm going to be self-directed, want to get to, choose to, and I'm going to be steadfast in what I'm doing. And that prepares us for number three. We're going to do this with excellence, to be excellent. Do we have any perfectionists among us tonight? That unrelenting, unyielding pursuit of the unachievable. One of the great dangers in this program is to be in wins and not in failures. And if we are a perfectionist, anything short of perfection is failure. And many have lived in failure as a form of motivation for a lifetime. Let us be excellent, better done than perfect. Better have some water than no water. Better to have an optimal bar than a bowl of ice cream. This is with excellence that we take this on. It won't always be perfect. It wasn't perfect for Candace or I. Yep. But the closer we got to just doing with excellence, the better the result.
Yeah. And I think of that like, you know, becoming 1% better every single day. Like we're never going to actually arrive to perfection. It's just a matter of, you know, becoming 1% better. And I have this conversation a lot with new clients for sure. If, you know, you're on the track to your goals, and you stumble across a choice that you made that maybe wasn't aligned with your goals. If you were driving to work and you had a flat tire, you wouldn't just slash the other three and sit there. You're going to pursue excellence and actually fix the tire and move on. And so that's what I love about our program is you get every 2 to 3 hours to choose excellence. You can choose health or you can choose disease. And don't beat ourselves up. It's just a matter of choosing health. And then every 2 to 3 hours, getting the opportunity to choose health and not beating ourselves up over that, which leads us to our next one.
Yes.
All right.
This is one of my favorite ones, Candace. Be resilient. Now, we chose this word specifically because resilient means to leap back up. Now, some of us make the decision to leap back up after we're knocked down. And when you're on a health plan and you want to create optimal health, you are going to get knocked down. There's going to be things happen in your life. And in the past, there are triggers that drive you right to food. You know, something's going to happen with one of your children, or something's going to happen with your job. Something's going to happen. It just will. It's life. And we make the decision before we get to the life to leap back up before we're knocked down. We're going to make that decision before. So when we're knocked down, we just leap back up. We make that decision after we're knocked down. In the mix of all those emotions, it's very difficult to make that choice. So let's make that one tonight. I'm going to leap back up, even if and when I'm knocked down.
And I think that this is such an excellent community that, you know, comes alongside people. We talk about that also in our Habits of Health system is having the community of support, which helps us, right? It helps lift us up to get up throughout those moments that can be difficult. What would you say, Dave, are some ways that people can become resilient? Like, I feel like maybe they're thinking, well, like resilience is the ability to bounce back up from adversity. Like what would be some ways that you would say could be supportive in helping people get back up?
Well, I can tell you one of the greatest contributors to being knocked down, which is to be overwhelmed, is unmet expectations. We're going to talk about what creates those in a moment, but when we have an unmet expectation, and just to hear the drama in what I'm about to say, everything that needs to be done to get to where we want to be. We're so overwhelmed by all of those things that we just feel like a failure. And that's the worst kind of overwhelm. If we're resilient, one of the things we're going to do is take life on one step at a time. I've shared this with people. I do the scale a little differently. I won't go into it tonight, but I use the scale as an accountability tool, not as a win or lose tool. It's instead of keeping track of the food I eat, I keep track of the weight so I can say, okay, what did I do today? Did I have my water? Was my lean and green really in alignment, or did I do a little ishy on that one? You know, just a little bit too much. Was I clean in my other fuelings in the morning to be able to set a decision for what I'm going to do during the course of the day? We want to do this in millimeters. We have a tendency to go, oh my goodness, if I could lose 20 pounds this month, 20 pounds next month, and I could be at, and all of a sudden up a pound, it's just devastating. So the number one cause that damages our resilience is to be burdened with too many unrealistic expectations. So let us get back to millimeters of health. This morning I woke up and it's Monday morning, right? 193 pounds. I'm just so dang excited. I've been on a plateau for about 3 days, 4 days, and all of a sudden I got a win. That was nice. But it was also very wonderful to know that while I'm going through this plateau, I kept doing all the things that needed to be done. I didn't let the plateau keep me from exercising in the morning, eating clean, drinking my water, etc. I knew that where that dry desert ends, as Og Mandino writes in scroll number 3 in The Greatest Sales in the World, where that dry desert ends, green grass grows. So be very careful not to go too far out in your mind, because it's the unmet expectation that is the number one creator of challenges with resilience.
Yeah, I love that. So focus on one day at a time, my friends. Don't get too far out. I remember when the doctor told me you need to lose 50% of your body weight. And I thought, oh dear Lord, that is so much, right? That was 125 pounds that I had to lose. And I just did it in 20 pound increments. And over time, I was focused on 20 and then another 20 and another 20. You know, for some of you, might just be a pound at a time. I love the little jars where they take like, put, you know, 50 little pebbles in a jar, and then in the other jar is zero, and you do one pebble at a time over to the other jar as you see that progress. So being resilient, guys, we can get back up. I know for me, it is being an example to my children and showing them that we don't give up when things get a little bit difficult. And for me, that's how I lead in my own personal life, is to be that example and move forward. Because if my kids have something hard, I don't just say give up, right? Let's be resilient. We can get up. We can do this again.
I want to share something, if I may.
Yeah.
I just opened up Og Mandino's Greatest Salesman in the World. He says the prizes of life are at the end of each journey, not near the beginning, and has not given me to know how many steps are necessary in order to reach my goal. Failure I may still encounter at the 1,000th step, yet success hides behind the next bend in the road. Never will I know how close it lies unless I turn the corner. Always will I take another step. Let's take another fueling, drink another glass of water. If that is of no avail, I will take another and yet another. In truth, one step at a time is not too difficult. I will persist until I succeed. And we know if we persist, we do succeed.
Yep, I love that. All right, Dave, so we've got two more. We have one was be self-directed, two, be steadfast, three, be excellent, four, be resilient. Mm-hmm. And number 5.
Be intentional. This is in reference to our vivid visualization. In the world in which we live, where there are a sufficient number of challenges, way too many people are using their minds to engage in catastrophizing. We're playing out worst case scenarios. The physiology that occurs in the body when we're in catastrophe is debilitating. It activates our amygdala, our fight or flight center, the limbic brain, and that shuts down our prefrontal cortex, our empathy, practical judgment, common sense. It leaves us overwhelmed. We get this surge of cortisol, which is a stress hormone, in our sympathetic nervous system. And what we know about cortisol, it's one of the greatest contributors to weight gain. It causes us to hang on to the weight. We don't want to be in catastrophe. That is the worst thing we can do when we want to get healthy. The other side is we go into fantasy, go into the future and start imagining what it's going to be like after we lose the weight versus focusing on the next millimeter of losing the weight. We've got a goal. Keep your eye on the goal, but stay living in the millimeters. This is how we avoid expectation. If we can stay here, okay. For an example, my next goal is to go to bed at night weighing 193. That's doable. That's doable because that's only a few days. And if I do what I know I can do, exercise every morning, drink my water, eat my fuelings, have good, healthy, lean and green, there's going to be a night when I step on that scale and I'm going to be under 193. It's going to happen. It's not 185. It's maybe, as I woke up this morning, 193, right? So you put on about a pound and a half during the day. That's what I do. So I've got about a pound and a half to shed, and that's the next millimeter. And that's going to be a glorious celebration because after that one will be another one. But I'm not thinking about the next one until that one is accomplished, staying absolutely focused on that millimeter, getting an inspired idea. What book could I listen to while I'm on the treadmill tomorrow morning that would just light my soul? What can I do when I first get up in the morning to inspire my wife and pet my puppy dog and just have a great start to the day? Let us be intentional how we're using our minds. Let's avoid fantasy that creates expectation. Let's avoid catastrophe that creates cortisol releases on our body and exacerbation of weight loss. Let's be wise in how we use our minds.
Yes. Being intentional is, you know, involves setting clear intentions, aligning our actions with our values and our priorities, mm-hmm. and making deliberate choices that support our goals. And I think a lot is, you know, becoming very clear with where you want to go. You know, if you haven't dove into the first pieces of your life book and getting very clear on your why and what you are doing and why you're doing it and connecting with your coach, that is a great place to start, because with good intention will then come those millimeters as you're growing. And so you can celebrate and be intentional with what's next for you and your goals. So Dave, I think the next one's my favorite. Right, here we go. Number six.
Be coachable. Candace, this is your favorite. Take off on this one. It's all yours.
Well, I think in order to really grow, we have to be open to being empowered. You know, over the last 12 years, I've had the honor of coaching thousands of people. And I would say that, of course, yes, all of these decisions are very important, but one of the things that I encourage my clients to do, and I know that from the success of my clients, those who are coachable are more likely to have long-term success, because being coachable means open to feedback, willing to learn, receiving guidance, not thinking that they can do it all, like being open. Life is so much exciting being open, you know, having a level of humility, curiosity, willingness to change. If you are open to change and being coachable, you're going to go so far in life. And that's not even just in our health journey, Dave. That's like just in life in general, being open. I know my husband and I, we've had years of marriage coaching. You know, when you're open to being coached and not thinking that you have it all together, for me, again, it's showing up coachable so that I can pass that on to my future generations. Because if I live life open for feedback and being coachable, I'm going to pass that same philosophy onto my children to be open, because I certainly do not have it all together. So being open and coachable to people who know and have, you know, traveled things, I think really helps me to move forward. So, you know, just from my experience, I know that my clients who are open to being coached and being empowered to take personal responsibility, to be intentional, to be resilient, and they allow their coach to come alongside them, have a greater chance of success for sure. So I would ask everybody, Dave, when is the last time on here that they connected with their coach?
Yes. And I only have one word to add. You ready?
Yes.
Amen. That was brilliant. Thank you.
Yes. So what would you say creates, I know we have just a couple minutes left, but what creates that resistance for people being coachable?
It's interesting how many people right now are intrinsically, that's at a deep visceral level, resistant to anybody telling them what to do, because we don't want to be less than. If we can have that open mindset, that growth mindset that Candace talked about, we're a sponge. If there's anything that would help my life improve, share it with me. Because we know when someone's got a closed mindset, they take everything personally, because that makes them less than. Well, the resistance to not wanting to feel less than is the greatest challenge. So if we could just say, wow, Candace doesn't know everything. Dave sure the heck doesn't know everything. And they're in front of me teaching. Wow, maybe it's okay for me to be open and want to grow and listen to my coach and spend time in the life book and have Dr. A feed those principles into your soul. Yeah, that's the secret.
Awesome, guys. Wow, Dave, as we thought this would fly by.
Good.
I'm just going to recap, because I know we've had a lot of people ask. We have 1 is self-directed, 2 be steadfast, 3 be excellent, 4 be resilient, 5 be intentional, and 6 be coachable. So these are the 6 decisions that collectively represent a powerful framework for personal and professional growth. So as we foster these qualities, we will become more resilient and mindful. And embracing these decisions can empower us to take control of our lives. And so I know this is just scratching the surface, Dave. We are going to be diving into this every second Monday of the coming month. So you're going to want to come back as Dave and I unravel how this can continue to support you in your journey to optimal health and becoming that dominant force in your life. And as we wrap up tonight, I just want to remind you of something really fun that's happening. Dr. A and Dan Bell are coming to a city near you. And if you have any interest of joining them, which I would put a plug in, if you want to truly be a sponge, as we just talked about, and be coachable, I would really encourage you to go to MomentumTour2024.com to register now. And as always, we will be bringing more value to you next week, where we'll be cruising with community. There'll be something really fun you won't want to miss next week's call. And you can always catch these calls on recording if you want to go back and re-listen to any of them or share them with any of your friends and family. So Dave, such an honor to be here with you this evening. I'm excited to continue to practice these 6 decisions in my life. And I know that they've served everyone here tonight greatly.
Bye. Thank you, Candace.
All right. See you guys next week. Good night.
Bye.